You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It is a Friday afternoon. On the phone line with us, Mike Tenor of T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois, meteorologist and agricultural economist. He's also a University of Illinois graduate. Thanks, Mike, for being with us. Tell me about the weather forecast for the weekend, and then look forward into the week for the Midwest, please.
Well, we do have some good news for corn and soybeans, at least on the temperature side. We do have unseasonably cool weather that will generally dominate the Corn Belt over the next 5 to 10 days and more than likely all the way through the middle of the month. We don't see a whole lot of warm air on the horizon, so that's usually good because it often results in the highest corn and soybean yields when we have cool temperatures at this time of the year. Interestingly, July was also fairly cool. Since 1960, July will have ranked right around number 12 coolest across the key corn and soybean states of Illinois, Indiana, Iowa. However, there is one caveat to that, and that's that it actually ended up being very dry. It will have been the number 6 driest on record, at least since 1960. So that's kind of a negative to corn and soybeans. So what we're trying to figure out over here is how does all this weigh itself out? I mean, if you have a cool July and August, you usually end up with good yields. It's too dry, you end up with low yields. So that brings us to the rainfall portion of the forecast. And as usual, that one is a little bit more tricky. We do have some rain taking place out in Iowa today that's benefiting some of the drier areas of western Iowa. But we'd really like to see higher coverage and amounts across a large portion of the Corn Belt. We have seen this dryness issue that developed around 4 weeks ago expanding coverage, and several areas would benefit from more rain. As we get into next week, it does look a little bit wetter from at least Monday through Wednesday, but the key there is a little bit. We don't think there's going to be a lot of large thunderstorm clusters, though there will be a few around. So with some luck, we'll see extra rain there, but more than likely, we won't see a whole lot. Then it turns unseasonably cool late next week and next weekend. That'll push the storm track a little bit further to the south. So the bottom line, Todd, is cool is good. We had that coming up. We would like to see some more rain, though.
It takes care of the crops in the Midwest in the United States. What about other parts of the planet? What do you see?
Well, the only other real interesting thing that's been taking place is out in Europe. We've seen a pretty significant heat wave over the last week in parts of Italy, Spain, and in France. That's not necessarily good for corn, but as you look into Southeast Europe, it really hasn't been very hot at all. And the hot wave or heat wave is breaking fairly quickly right now in France, and we've also seen good rain. So Europe could look a little bit better, but doesn't look all that bad at the moment either.
Thanks so much, Mike.
You're welcome.
Mike Tenor is with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois, joins us here on the Closing Market Report for this Friday afternoon. Be sure to visit our website, by the way, at willag.org. You can hear Mike again there. And you can also hear our Commodity Week program. We'll record at 4:30 this afternoon. Our guest from ADM Investor Services in Chicago, Illinois this week, Steve Fried. Our panelists will include Ellen Dearden, Bill Mayer, and Dan Swicker. Commodity Week, it's our weekly look at what happened in the world of agriculture. You have a good weekend. I'm Todd Gleason.